Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. US to give Abrams tanks to Ukraine in weeks. Polish PM unveils €2.2 billion in aid to farmers and slams EU response to Ukrainian grain crisis. And Poland's Lech beat Fiorentina but exit Europa Conference League. Good afternoon. The US Defense Secretary has said that American-made Abrams battle tanks will arrive in Germany in the coming weeks for Ukrainian troops to begin training. He made the announcement at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. He spoke to reporters after the latest meeting of the so-called Ukraine Defense Contact Group, which brings together defense ministers from over 40 Ukraine-supporting nations to discuss further support for Kiev's war effort against the Russian invasion, according to officials. The Pentagon chief said the United States was accelerating the delivery of the Abrams for Ukraine. The US Defense Secretary added that in the last few months, members of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group have sent more than 230 tanks and more than 1,550 armored vehicles to Ukraine, as well as munitions and other equipment to support more than 9 new armored brigades. Poland's Prime Minister has announced a new 10 billion Polish zloty aid package for the country's farmers affected by an influx of Ukrainian food imports and criticised the European Union's assistance as too little, too late. Morawiecki stated that the package is the biggest ever assistance package for Polish agriculture. The Polish Prime Minister also criticised proposed EU measures to help agriculture in the central European countries affected by a glut of Ukrainian food imports. He told reporters, "What the EU is offering us is offered with a delay, is too little, a drop in the ocean of needs." Polish football champions Lech Poznan have beaten Fiorentina 3-2 in the UEFA Europa Conference League quarter-final second leg in Italy, but went out of the competition 4-6 on aggregate. Poland's Lech had lost the home leg 4-1 against the illustrious Italian side and seemed to face an uphill task in trying to advance to the semi-finals. Yet thanks to an attacking high-press style, the Polish champions went close to causing a major upset and knocking out the much more fancied Fiorentina. Fiorentina will now play FC Basel of Switzerland for a place in the final. And finally, an 87-year-old man has died in a house fire in the Piecko-Migowo district of Gdańsk. Firefighters were called to a blaze on Bakery Street at around 21:30 in the evening and were notified that someone may be in the single-story property. By the time they had arrived at the scene, a man had been pulled from the burning building and resuscitation operations commenced. The man could not be revived. The blaze has been brought under control.
The weather.
Today will be a sunny day in a gentle breeze with temperatures of 15 degrees centigrade, that's 59 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 4 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue sunny until the late afternoon in a moderate breeze with temperatures of 21 degrees during the day and 10 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.